All right, Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline here, PhiladelphiaEagles.com's continuing coverage of the Shrine Game, Day 2 West practice. Finally, we get a chance to look at the big uglies, Tony. Offensive line, defensive line, one-on-ones. Take us through it.
And something you got to like about this drill is they've got a couple of outside linebackers at pass rushing drills. Guys are going to stand up at the next level, so that's a good thing to see. You saw Leno of Boise State there, a guy who I think is actually going to be eventually kicked inside to guard, good in pass protection. Searles of Nebraska against Barrett. Shaquille Barrett, the undersized linebacker from Colorado State, a guy who I think is going to be more of a 4-3 weak side linebacker, can't get off blocks. He's fast, he's quick, but he's small and he struggles taking off blocks. That was a good play by Searles, the left tackle from Nebraska, who I think eventually will be kicked over to the right side.
Josh Marrow from Stanford now, working up against a guard.
Marrow was a guy who came in came into the season with sort of a wait-and-see grade by scouts. He had a knockout year, can play a defensive tackle, can be used as a two-gap end, shows good movement skills, shows good quickness, plays with pad level. What you want to see is you want to see these guys keep their pads low to the ground and play with leverage. Good hand movement there. Again, we talked about this earlier. You know, it's not just about quickly getting upfield. It's about using your hands to protect yourself and get off blocks. He did a terrific job there.
That was Austin Wentworth from Fresno State, who he took out. Now, a guy whose name I dislike the way he spells it, Bo Jones, B-E-A-U, not the correct spelling. Let's see how he does.
A lot of power, and you saw it there. He's going up against the undersized Khalil Wilkes, the center guard from Stanford. Allen's probably got about 40 pounds on him. He's got a lot of power. You see him there just drive his feet. That was a good play by Wilkes. Good leverage, gets underneath him, gets his hands into him, and is able to steer him from the play.
Bo Allen, my apologies. I got his last name wrong because he spells his first name wrong. Khalil Wilkes, part of a very talented, as a group, Stanford offensive line.
And probably one of the most underrated as well. Doesn't have great size, but he's a terrific player. Good play there. DJ Dozier, the left tackle from Furman, who's going to be moved inside to guard. Just great fundamentals if you watch him on film here. Bends his knees, plays low to the ground. George Young, the former GM of the New York Giants, used to say, low man wins, and that's what you see here.
Derek Hopkins from Virginia Tech, the little pit bull there, who you see going up against Dozier, and he got a little pressure there.
A little pressure. Dozier doesn't have great size, doesn't have a great strength, but again, you know, plays with terrific fundamentals, keeps his pads low to the ground, stays square, keeps the defender in front of him. That's what you want to do.
Jeremiah Searles at left tackle here, going up against Chidera Uzodiribe from Colorado.
Yeah, a guy who may be a defensive end in a four-man line, could play outside linebacker. You see him here standing up, simulating a pass rush of a 3-4 outside linebacker. Again, Searles is doing a good job, although he got beat to the inside there. Part of the blocking process is not just getting your hands into a guy and annihilating him. It's being patient and waiting for the guy to make the move, although Searles lost that battle.
Cassius Marsh, the big man from UCLA here, going up against the USC right tackle, a matchup that I'm sure that they have had many times in the past.
Good interstate battle. I mean, both of these guys, Marsh as well as Graff, not great athletes, but very good football players. Play with great intensity, play with you know, smart football. Competitive guys who get by on hustle. They're probably going to be last day picks, but they're good depth players. Graff can be a swing guy at tackle or guard, and Marsh is a guy who can play defensive tackle or line up as a defensive end in a three-man front.
Could he even play outside linebacker in a 3-4?
I think that's a bit of a stretch. I don't think he's got that athleticism.
That was Evan Gill from Manitoba in Canada, one of two Canadian players here. We always got Canadian players and Service Academy guys here at the Shrine Game. What do you see from Evan Gill?
That's pretty good there. He's very quick off the snap. He keeps his pads low. He keeps his feet driving up the field. A lot of explosion. Those were two very good snaps for him.
Against Christopher Burnett from Georgia. Now, Gabe Ickard from Oklahoma, the center here, one of the highest-rated prospects in this game. Best friends with Lane Johnson, who Eagles fans know well. Ickard is a guy who is what, a mid-round pick?
Probably very underrated. I mean, a guy who I thought should have been playing in the Senior Bowl. He doesn't have the great size, and he's going up against Ellis of Louisiana Tech, who he's given up about 60 pounds to right there. You see the good and the bad. You see the fact that he plays with leverage, he stays square, he plays smart football, but the bad is he doesn't have the pure bulk and size to hang in there with Ellis, which is why he's pushed back off the line.
Ellis is a guy a lot of people like, 6'2", 357. He's the heaviest guy here at the Shrine Game, but he's a guy who can really move the needle.
Absolutely. He's got to get his weight down. He's more of a one-gap type of two-gap type of nose tackle, if you can use him there. Could play the three technique because he's got terrific movement skills.
Very nice job there by the Wisconsin guard, Ryan Groy, holding his ground.
A small area, strong guy. He's one of these guys. Once he gets his hands on the opponent, the play is over. But if you're quick, if you're athletic, you're going to be able to beat Groy, be able to exploit him because he doesn't have that great athleticism. Really cannot cover a good amount of area.
All right, now a very intriguing guy, Larry Webster from Bloomsburg. 6'7", 250 is what he's listed at. He came in, I think, just over 6'6", but he's a guy who has the raw tools. You think that he could be an intriguing prospect at the next level.
Was actually recruited to college as a basketball player as well as football. He's got terrific length. He's an outstanding athlete. You saw his quickness up the field, lined up at defensive end, but as you see him here being used as an outside linebacker, he's got to get stronger. You see him there against Leno of Boise State, struggle shedding blocks. More of a wide rusher, takes wide angles around blockers. You're going to be able to do that and get away with it on the Division II level. Can't do that in the NFL.
A guy who may be intriguing to the Eagles on the third day of the draft for that 3-4 outside linebacker spot. Getting a little testy there with Josh Marrow and Danny Kistler Jr. from Montana, the big man.
Kistler is definitely big. I mean, that's his best attribute. He's a size prospect. You see Marrow there again, playing with good leverage, quick off the snap. Very good with his hands. Just watch his hands on this next play, the way he uses them to basically protect himself and get off blocks. It's a bit of a hold there by Kistler, but much better than the prior snap.
All right, Bo Allen coming up again from Wisconsin, going up against the Fresno State offensive tackle, Austin Wentworth.
Wentworth was a tackle at Fresno State, bit of a limited athlete. He's got decent width. Probably going to be a backup in the NFL.
Let's take a look one more time at Bo Allen here against Wentworth.
See, what you got to like about Allen is he's more than just a straight line type guy. He shows the ability to change direction or immediately alter his angle of attack to get to the action.
Justin Ellis with another snap. Held up pretty well that time by Dylan Farrell from New Mexico.
Ellis has got good size. He's just got to get himself in shape. He's got to get a little bit stronger. He's got to really properly condition himself. He's a big man who can move up the field as well as move laterally, and that's always a positive thing. Looks like he got a little bit of a stinger in his shoulder there.
And let's wrap things up there with Justin Ellis getting past Dylan Farrell, and I guess you see the good and the bad there from Justin Ellis.
Cat-like quickness off the snap, moves well, stays on his feet. If he puts it all together, Ellis is definitely a next-level player who can see starting time quickly in the NFL.
All right, and as we watch one final rep here, we close things up. Offensive line, defensive line, one-on-ones from the East-West Shrine Game. Tuesday, the West team, Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.